With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And welcome to Jules and Sarah, the podcast, where it is another lockdown edition. In the UK, we are deep in lockdown at the moment. We've got our galoshes on. We are in the lockdown pool.
Yes. And the thing is, you know, I mean, I want to say, first of all, obviously, we're hugely grateful. Neither of us are ill. Nobody's poorly. We're very, very lucky. At the same time, you know, in the first lockdown, it was all bingo, wasn't it? And it was all Instagram lives, and it was all, you know, Zoom quizzes and cocktail making sessions. And this time round, I mean, I haven't left the house for well over a week. If it wasn't for Peggy or the podcast, I'd be in bed. And that's there's nothing to do. There's nothing going on. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to go for a walk. I don't want to do a quiz. I don't want to do anything. I mean, today, Peggy and I went to Pret and sat in the car for a change of scene. That's it. Didn't even move the car.
What did you get from Pret?
I got, which I'm obsessed with, and I keep eating them, the hot croissants with the tomato and the cheese.
That was always my hangover cure. Oh. Like, people would know if I was hungover at work because I'd have one of those.
It's so funny that you talk
about Pret. Dutch and I, literally this week, Dutch was like, should we make a trip out to Pret? Because we don't have a Pret anywhere near us. Like, the nearest one is like 20 minutes away. And we were like, yeah, maybe we could just drive 20 minutes just to go to Pret and have a change of scene. And we're like, just pull it together. I did a midnight drive the other night to go and get us cheesecake. We were like, yeah, let's just get out. Let's get a cheesecake.
You know, you've got to get your kicks where you can, haven't you? Let's get out. Let's get a cheesecake.
It is really funny, though, because Dutch and I have obviously, we are together all day and all night. We really champion time apart. And Dutch's mindfulness has come in the form of metal detecting. Now, he used to be a muggler.
I don't know why. I thought that you were going to say metal work, and I imagined him in the furnace banging away, you know, curling.
Dutch has a shed in the garden, and it's his man shed. And when you go in there, all the logs are beautifully stacked, and he's drying flowers. Like, he's gayer than I am sometimes. I'm like, gosh, I'd at least have a wrench in here. So his mindfulness is metal detecting. And we've got into this thing where I drive him out to one of the fields because he's made friends with the farmers and asked them. And then I will cook. And for me, cooking is my mindfulness. Anyway, Dutch was out the other day for a good solid 4 hours. And I was like, God, he must be starving. Oh my God.
Can I just say 4 hours? I'd be thrilled.
I was thrilled. And he was ringing and he was like, would you mind if I had another hour? And I was like, no, not at all.
No, darling, take all the time you need.
And obviously, and I'm pick up and drop off. So anyway, I went to pick him up and he was covered in mud. And I thought, well, what the hell has been going on here? Then this other farmer came out and they're like, what are you two up to? I had to convince her that we weren't burying a body. I was like, I just live in town. Anyway, I said, oh, Dutch, darling, did you find anything? Did you pick out any Roman coins, Victorian coins, anything like that? He was like, oh, Julesy, Drizzy, something bad happened. And I was like, oh no, what happened? And he was like, he said, I kept metal detecting and something was really coming up. It was coming up. So I kept digging and digging. And he said, I just couldn't find it. And I dug this giant hole and I looked and looked and looked. And then I realized my shoe had this metal cap on one of the laces. And he said, I was metal detecting my own shoe for 2 hours. I was like, oh my God.
I mean, that really is, that's a new lockdown low, isn't it? To metal detect your own boot.
Isn't it hilarious?
Oh God, that's fantastic. Oh my gosh, that's glorious. That's like that. That amazing story that does the rounds on Instagram and every now and again, which is, it's like a little news piece that is about a woman who went out in a search party looking for herself.
Oh, God, I love that story so much.
Oh, my God, it's fantastic. It was something like, I want to say it was on a cruise
ship. We read it on the pod.
We did, didn't we? We did.
It was a woman in Iceland.
Yes, and she changed her clothes and went out looking and was like, oh, who are we looking for? They were like, this woman, she was wearing this. And only, it was something like, they were searching for like a good 4 or 5 hours and then they realised it was her. Oh my God, that is glorious.
That's where we are at the moment. Yeah. That's where we are. I'm trying to hold the fort and Dutch is metal detecting his own shoe.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to get your kicks. Cheesecake and your own shoes. You've got to do what you can, haven't you? You really have. I'm interested, obviously, because he's befriended the farmers, like you said, so he can go metal detecting. If he was to, I don't know, uncover some sort of like, you know, Fagin's jewel box, something like that in the depths, would he have to, presumably he'd have to notify the farmer or share alike?
Dutch is very honest and has made a mutual agreement with anyone who owns the land that if he finds anything that he will take it to them and they will split any profits when sold. That's
good.
The agreement
that's
that
nice.
I believe has been created. Most people are like, God, just go for it. Tell us if you find anything of interest. But it is interesting because, and I was saying this to Lucy Sheridan, if you historically research, like he researches maps from like 100 years ago and he'll see roads that were somewhere that aren't there anymore. So it's like, oh, well, if I metal detect around there, then somebody might have dropped something. So, you know, we've now got a tub of things in our house containing like Victorian buttons, horseshoes, Georgian children's toys, all this kind of thing.
Yeah.
It is, and I've said it before, it's very Little Mermaid. Look at this stuff.
Yeah. Also, it's a big relief that you have got the house because let's not forget that Ariel's treasure trove was in that one bed flat in West London.
It was in a drawer. I allowed him to have a drawer in a cabinet, in a box. I was like, once you fill this, you have to empty things out and then you can put new things in. That's where it was. And now we're lucky enough to have a cellar and he's got like a couple of boxes on a shelf in the cellar. That's what he's
got
allowed
it.
To really fill.
Yeah. Yeah. And fill it. He does.
Yeah.
Now, if you cast your mind back to last week's podcast, you remember there were some cards. So shall we do a bit of correspondence?
Yes, let's.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Now, I'm quite excited because, and like I said before, we really do have to take our kicks where we can, because two cards have arrived. Now, I would say they are a different handwriting, okay? And also, I can see from the return addresses that they are separate places. However...
All right, Poirot.
Bear with. It's like Murder, She Wrote.
Julia Lansbury or whatever it is.
Julia Lansbury.
What's her name?
I think you find you mean our Lord and Saviour, Angela Lansbury,
oh, that's it. Actually. Yeah.
And I think the person you're referring to is Jessica Fletcher as the character. They've got different return addresses, so they are not from the same person, but they're both from Canada. They've both got the same Canadian stamp on, but they are exactly the same size and exactly the same red envelope. So I'm excited, right?
I'm excited. How weird.
Yeah, very, very weird. So here is the first one. Now, it's a gorgeous little scene. It's a card. It's got a little red cabin in the background there. And there's the trees there. What a lovely scene. I could just...
Divine.
I'd love to be in that cabin. Dear Jules and Sarah, wishing you and yours the happiest and warmest Christmas during this difficult year. You both always bring me so much joy, and I hope this card and small gift brings some of that joy back to you. Have a wonderful holiday season filled with love, cheese and chocolate. Sending love, Cass. Now, it is a lovely card, Cass. Cass has mentioned a small gift there, and there is no check, there's no diamonds, there's nothing.
How embarrassing, yes. Cass.
Now, either Cass was drunk when she wrote this and has forgotten to put the gift in, or her warm wishes are the gift. And that's more than enough for
us,
Cass.
And what a great gift to receive.
What a lovely small gift. So thank you, Cass. Thank you very, very much for
that. That's like a whole scene, isn't it? Like, yeah. What is your small gift? Yeah. Oh, my warm wishes. That's what I'm gifting you with.
Yeah, I'm here, aren't I? Now, I'm excited. I'm excited to see this next one. Okay, here we go. So this is also from Canada, as established. And it is exactly the same card. Look at that.
So there's two cards that have come from Canada. They're not from the same person, but it's the same card.
It is exactly the same card. One of them is from Hamilton as a place, and the other one's from Vancouver. So they're not even, we have to assume that they don't know each other. Isn't that amazing,
I like
though?
To think that they're spiritually connected.
Yes. Without question. Look at that, though. Two cards, exactly the same. Dearest Jules and Sarah, long-time listener, first-time writer to the podcast. Hello from Canada. After a long year of heartbreak, job uncertainty and general craziness, I cannot express how important the podcast has been. One of the only things that has cheered me and made me feel less alone. I will never tire from hearing Sheila, Ken and June tales. You two remind me to look for the light and see the beauty and humour in absolutely mundane things. Who knew I'd never be able to look at an orchid the same? I immediately imagine Jules duetting with Sir Elton John. Fingers crossed that one day I can visit London again and attend a live. Any chance to be off my face on Prosecco and Port Salut. Stay safe and stay fabulous. Lots of love, Barbara. P.S. I hope you like the meditation cards. P.P.S. I managed to inhale an entire Toblerone whilst writing this. So that's my hashtag WYHFTB, which is
what
your...
she's having for tea, babe.
Yeah, what you're having for tea, babe. So a Toblerone, that's very... And it's only a small card. So Barbara's done very well there to get through a whole Toblerone.
Barbara hasn't chewed since 1994, by the sounds of it.
And then look, there's these absolutely... So these are really lovely. These are two cards that have come with it. And one of them says, come rain, come shine. There's that one.
Lovely.
And the other one says, you are everything. And they have little messages on the back with visualizations to try. So there's one for next time it rains. And there's one to visualize yourself as a mountain. So look, I mean, just absolutely, aren't they gorgeous? Aren't they lovely? Absolutely gorgeous.
Do you know, I can't wait to get stuck into them.
I know. Well, that'll be fine. I cannot get over that they are the same card that have come. And then we've got this other one, which has also come from Canada. Honestly. A lot of great Christmas.
Canadians.
Oh, my God.
Do feel free to fly us over when this is all finished.
I would love to go to Canada. I've never been to Canada.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, I'd love to go to Canada. This one's from Ottawa. Oh, my gosh. This is great. So this is a Gemma Correll card. And she's doing a yoga pose and it's called the Warrior pose. So the thoughts that she's having are... do my boobs look weird in this top? Is everyone looking at me? Am I doing this right? Am I happy? Am I doing anything right? Should I get chips for dinner? What is my life's purpose? Why? What do I want? So there it is. Warrior pose.
Now I want chips for dinner.
Oh my God, it's all I ever want for dinner. Dear Jules and Sarah, I'm sorry this isn't a Christmas card, but I bought this one a while ago and then promptly forgot about it. I just wanted to say thank you for the podcast. I've been struggling a lot with depression and anxiety, and putting the pod really helps me on those days where I feel like I can't even get out of bed. Recently, I heavily related to June's freezer meal adventures as I am moving soon and trying to clear out the cupboards. Taco meat with bulgur wheat and mozzarella, anyone? Sounds lovely. Anyway, gosh. Merry Christmas to you both and a Happy New Year. Love, Bailey. P.S. Sorry for the handwriting. Bailey, don't be sorry. Please don't say sorry for sending us such an absolutely brilliant card. That is so fantastic.
Also, Bailey, I must say that I'm sure June is going to be thrilled at somebody feeling seen by her freezer roulette saga. Yeah,
absolutely. She really, all any of us want is to know we're not alone, isn't it?
And yeah, there exactly.
It is. There it is, June. There it is right there. Speaking of freezer roulette, which Sheila would never get herself in such a mess, of course. How are they?
Oh, they're good. They're good. We're really missing each other at the moment. And our phone calls have ramped up. I don't really know what we're talking about, but we're talking like every day, sometimes twice a day at the moment. Just FaceTiming, just checking in, saying hi. Sheila had to go the other day because she was like, oh, your dad's trying to attempt a beef stew. I'm going to have to finish this quick. I was like, oh, God.
Sure.
But Ken, I bought Ken for Christmas a book. Now, I actually bought myself the same book, so I will show it to you now.
Oh, yes.
The book is called A Conspiracy of Ravens.
Now, it's a gorgeous cover.
Isn't it? Now, within this, it tells you all the names of different types of birds collectively.
When you saw that for our Ken, you must have been thrilled to bits.
Oh, I was. I had something fizzy to celebrate finding this. I actually think somebody pointed this out to me on Instagram. But I need to read this to you. Do you know what collectively peacocks are called?
No.
An ostentation.
Oh, very, very, very good.
Anyway, so I'm chatting to Dad the other day and Dad was like, well, I'm allowed outside for an hour, so I've not been going in the bird hides, but I have been going bird watching. And he said, I've been reading that book you got me and I've been learning the names of all the collective groups so I can impress other bird watchers. And he says, we all stand there with our binoculars socially distanced. Yeah. And he said he keeps being like, oh yeah, that's a scald of jays over there. That's a train of jackdaws. I think that's a mischief of magpies. And Mum said, he's been doing it when we've been out on a walk together. He keeps saying it really loudly. And she's like, I know you've been reading the book. We're together all day long. That's like, I've been swatting. He said, one of his favourites is a lamentation of swallows. Lamentation.
That's good, isn't it? That's satisfying.
It is satisfying. Mm. It is. But yeah, that's where they are. The clear out continues.
Yeah.
The clear out continues. Will it always...
Will it ever end? Will it ever end? But by the time she's finished, she'll go back to the start again. It'll just loop like that forever.
But what amazes me is Ken and Sheila really do live quite a minimalistic lifestyle. Like, there's not ornaments for days in their house. You can see the surfaces. It's not like you and me, maximalist.
Yeah, sure.
I'm having some things sent down. I was due to go and get them, but no, I can't. So
yeah.
Things are being sent.
It's
things
funny that you've said that, delivered. Actually. June is itching, absolutely itching to send things down. I said to her the other day, because, I mean, and June will be listening to this. If June asks me one more time if I want one of her Persian rugs, I mean, I can't. It's a circular
conversation. If she got Persian rugs going, I'll take a Persian rug if she can't find her.
Are you listening,
June? Text me.
June is desperate. I said to her the other day, we spoke on the phone. I said, Mum, you need to do an inventory. I couldn't see her face, but I could hear it light up. The idea, the ultimate...
I thought you were going to say drop.
Yeah. No, the ultimate lockdown activity. I said, June, get an inventory, get all the items that you want to send down, get everything that you're thinking about, you put it together, put it in a Word document, we'll have a look. Why don't you get down there into the stable, have a look. June puts everything in a Word document. And to save on space, June, the margins on the side of a June Word document, it is 0.01. She is absolutely...
It's watertight.
It is. And she'll always print on both sides, always. Like June, honestly, she gets absolutely every penny's worth out of those pages. Honestly, it is right to the edge. But, I mean, she can get 200 words on a line. Honestly,
and
it's like
Does June have a secretarial background? Is she versed in office life? Yes.
She ran the church office for over 15 years. What June can't do with clip art isn't worth doing. Honestly.
I mean, there's an accolade if ever you knew one. Now, June, when she photographs stuff, because I was teaching Sheila about photographing things, I said, we need what... She was sending one of a mirror the other day, and I said, I need a shot from the front and a shot from 45-degree angle on either side. That's what we're looking at here. That's what we need. I got one shot from 45-degree angle, and that was it.
Yeah.
She said her outfit wasn't great, and it was a mirror. I was like, Mum, I'm not going to put it anywhere. I just need to see. I need to see the damn mirror. So is June versed in furniture photography?
You must be joking. And the other thing that June, for some reason, and I've got it, we can't change the setting on her phone, June takes live photos. Which, as you know, when they come, they're the little video. So you get a sort of wobbly...
Oh, I hate a live photo.
They're all live. So it's like her, like, getting in her anger. Do you know what I mean? Getting ready to take the picture, taking the picture and then moving on. But yeah, very, very hard.
June in motion.
Yeah. June is a big fan, though, of putting something in for scale. And the other day, because when we did June's big Christmas quiz in the parlour, one of the prizes was a Jubilee teapot. And to get the true scale across, she put a skip. You know, the crisps. She put one skip to demonstrate
everybody
the scale.
Everybody knows, though.
Everybody
you know
knows.
How big a skip yep. is.
You know
I remember, actually, when we moved house, when we had the movers, we had to do, because we used a local mover, because it would be cheaper than London movers.
Yeah.
And we have these olive trees, and I had to, like, do a video and then put my hand for scale. And then Dutch was like, you might have tiny borrower hands. That doesn't make sense. I was like, well, it's all I've got right now.
Get a skip. Oh my God.
Oh gosh.
Oh God. But I did. So I rang June. Now June was on her ear. She was on her earphones. She was walking on the bog. Right, she was walking on the bog.
Walking on water.
Yeah, that's it. But the thing is, obviously, now it's very, very cold. Super cold. There was snow. June had snow, right? She had, you'll love this, had crampons on her boots. Just imagine.
Gosh.
I know. June forcing her way across that frozen bog, Ruby going on ahead. There she goes.
She's got a headscarf on.
That was it. That was it. But as you're talking to her, somebody will approach her and obviously just think she's got her headphones in. They won't think, oh, she's on the phone. So they'll say hello. And some of them will want to chat. Isn't it cold? How, you know, gosh, isn't it freezing? You know, have you been this way? I've just come from round here. Anyway, like this, mum was talking to this lady. This little mum was like, oh, hello. Yeah. Hi. Hi there. Hi there. Oh, yes. Great. Yeah. Oh, your mum looks well. Like this. I was like, what's going on? This overheard conversation. And then this lady said to mum, she went, oh, look at that robin. There's a robin there on the branch. Nana is here. That's what mum said. This lady said. And then,
it just begs you to think, well, what the hell's going on up there?
Oh, God, what is going up there on that frozen bog that they're all just circling round for the whole year on lockdown, trying to keep their distance, but trying to get a bit of human interaction. Anyway, they went round and round. Anyway, because we were talking for quite a while, mum went, oh, I've never been round here. Oh, I'm walking somewhere I've never been before. Gosh, there's a snowman. Oh, he's got a very jolly scarf on. Like this. Walking around. Anyway, as she was coming back, right, bearing in mind, very, very cold, very frozen, there was a man on a bike, right? There was a man on riding a bike. Well, mum said, you know, he couldn't get anywhere fast. Anyway, he skidded, went round the corner, fell over the handlebars, came shooting over the handlebars. June had to attend to him, Nurse June. And as he stood up, he said, I'm fine, only my ego was bruised. So there you go.
He said CPR wasn't necessary, yes. Madam.
Get off. Thank you. Oh my gosh, will we do a bit of news from the north?
Oh my gosh, let's. Now, my news from the north this week is actually, it made me smile because it's why we start. It was news like this, which is why we started News from the North.
Perfect.
We never really expected to find news from the north about beavers in swimming pools and all that kind of thing. That just kind of evolved. But
sure.
It was when we had our first chat in, where were we? Primrose Hill, when we went for a Greek meal. We were like, let's do a podcast.
I went past that restaurant the other day to John and I said, that is the restaurant where Jules and I said, we're going to start doing a podcast. I was there the other day.
When we do our London tour, whoever does the Jules and Sarah London tour, because we won't be doing it, they'll have the vaults, they'll have the lot. They will. They'll note that was where it was birthed. But this... Because news at the moment it's not pleasant, so it's hard to find fun news. But this comes from Kent Online. Unpopular cycle lane in King Street Maidstone is to be removed.
Oh my God. This is it.
And really, I've got to credit Alan Smith, the journalist, because he has made a story out of this. A much criticised town centre cycle lane is to be removed after less than a year. Kent County Council installed the cycle lane in King Street Maidstone after the government announced an emergency travel fund back in May to fund schemes that would keep people healthy during lockdown. In Maidstone, the county introduced two schemes at short notice and without consultation, the pop-up cycle lane in King Street and also an extension of the pedestrian area in Earl Street and introduction of parklets there built into the carriageway. Both have since come in severe criticism. I mean, who is criticising these planners? Who's got the time? Kent County Council admitted public consultation was not at the level usually given to the projects of this nature, but said that the projects were always of a temporary nature. Imagine the crowds. Madam, it's temporary. New councillors will be told at a meeting of the Maidstone Joint Transportation Board tomorrow that the cycle lane will be removed because Maidstone Borough Council was due to carry out its rejuvenation of the bus hub early in the new year. This cycle lane, I mean, this news goes on... And on.
Sure.
And on.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
On. But yeah, it's getting removed. I'm not even going to go into it. There's an image of...
So that's it.
No, there's more. I can't face reading it because it goes around in circles. But there is one of those classic News from the North images of a man with his arms folded, wearing a suit by the lane.
Yeah, looking displeased. Now, I can't take any credit for this News from the North because it is from the Facebook group. And it is from lovely Christine. So thank you, Christine, for posting this in the Port Slough Crew Facebook group. And it is from Hampshire Live.
Live.
Escaped Borden pig spotted running around town by multiple residents.
I saw this.
An escaped pig has been spotted by multiple residents running around a Hampshire town. A number of people in Borden have taken pictures and a video of the pig, apparently a micro pig, moving around the town from at least Sunday, January the 3rd, onwards. Clips have been shared into local Facebook groups of the animal running through residential roads and through gardens throughout the time it's been on the loose. The pig is owned by and escaped from Hollybrook Mobile Farm, which is based in the area. The small animal managed to evade its owners, who have been attempting to rescue it ever since. In many of the clips, the pig does not appear to be in any distress and can be seen trotting over main roads and grazing on grassy verges or in nearby woodland. One resident who caught the pig on video was Thomas Rocker Leal, who videoed it at around 12:30 p.m. on Tuesday as it wandered down Hollybrook Park. He said that he and his family followed it all the way down to the road to the junction of the Lake Drive, where it then ran into the bushes next to the duck pond. Posts from other people on Wednesday, January the 6th, have pictured the pig in gardens. Hampshire Live spoke to the owners of the pig on Wednesday afternoon, who advised that the search was still ongoing and that they had been attempting to recapture the animal. So, pig on the loose. They're pig on the loose, nobody can catch it, and it sounds like it's having the time of its life.
Yeah,
actually.
I like this pig.
Yeah, I really do. Frolicking by the duck pond.
We got out our manifesting board the other day to look what we'd manifested like 2 years ago, and one of them was like a house with a palm tree. We have a palm tree in our garden. How mad is that?
Oh my God, that is unbelievable.
But another one was we want a random animal. Like, so we want a dog and then another random animal, like a llama or micro pig. And I am obsessed with the idea of getting a micro pig. But I do hear that they need lots of attention. Port Slough Crew, if anyone's got a micro pig, I'd be very interested to hear from you. Maybe we could just catch up, see what's what, actually.
Yeah, if anyone has got any insight into micro pigs, please do pass it on.
I think it would suit the house, though, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I can't imagine your house without a micro pig now.
I know. I'll have to get a little stuffed one to just drag around.
That won't be odd at all. Jules, do you want to play Would You Rather?
Yes.
Would you rather buy 10 things you don't need every time you go shopping, or always forget the one thing you needed when you went to the supermarket?
I do both already. Honestly, every time I go, I'm like, right, don't forget your oat milk, or don't forget butter. And then I'll come out and I'm like, so I've bought 12 bottles of Pinot Noir. I've bought this. And I'm like, oh no, can't do anything with this.
Do you browse in the supermarket?
Dutch really browses. Dutch is there for the experience. I'm there. I'm literally a bit of a wrestler. I'm like, get out of my way, Janet. I've got meal prep on.
John is just like you. I go because it's a day out. I want a full browse. I want to have a look. I want to see what's on offer. See what they've launched, see what the new Hex sausage is, all of that kind of stuff. John's like, get in, get out.
I will do every aisle.
Yeah.
I will do every aisle just in case.
Good for
except
you.
Meat. Don't do the meat aisles, don't do cosmetics aisles. But I don't make a list. I just go because I know what we're going to have for the week.
Oh, no wonder you're always forgetting something.
I'm naturally quite forgetful anyway. Like when we were in Thailand, when I was backpacking, I used to go down to the beach with no towel, no SPF, nothing. And I'd have to keep going back. I'd always forget something. My friend was like, you're an idiot. So the answer is, Sarah, I already live my life with option A and option B, so there's no need for me to decide.
Oh, but if you did have to choose one, because that is would you rather.
Oh, right. Yeah, sure. Great. Got it. What was it? Come, forget the item or come home with 10 additional items.
Yes.
10 additional items.
Yeah, that's fun. What I think. Yeah, ever so fun.
Everyone's a winner.
Yeah. Portslade crew, we absolutely adore you for listening. We can't tell you. Thank you so much for these absolutely gorgeous cards. You can please get in the Facebook group. The Facebook group is the Portslade crew. And the address, should you wish to write to us, is...
The Portslade crew HQ.
P.O. Box.
66747.
London.
NW5 9GH.
And we do always finish on Jules's word or affirmation of the week. What have you gone for?
It's an affirmation because I feel like if ever we needed them, it's now.
Yeah.
Today I choose life. Every morning when I wake up, I can choose joy, happiness, negativity, or pain. To feel the freedom that comes from being able to continue to make a mistake and choices, today I choose to feel life. Not to deny my humanity, but to embrace it.
Good Lord. That was intense. That was like a monk on a mountain.
Well, I mean, all I did was put into Google, what's today's affirmation? Yeah. And it came up. So I was, thank you very much.
Oh my gosh, Portslade crew, we adore you for listening and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.